So the question we want to discuss this evening is a what if question. Ezra Hashem, it'll become Lamasa. Exactly how it becomes Lamasa is not clear to us. We don't know yet how we're going to be coming back together as a tzibur. But the question that we have to discuss is, given that we've missed many parshios, what are our requirements when we come back together? And the first Shabbos that we're in shul, how do we just pick up the laning from where we left off? Do we pick up the laning from the Shabbos that it's supposed to be? There are more rites in Siman Kuf Lamed Hey. Siv Beis im Bitlu Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParsha B'Tzibur. If for some reason they were not able to lane Shabbos in the community, it happens that you see from the history of Tshuvas, happened not so long ago in Yerushalayim, that there was a very, very snowy Shabbos and many shuls did not have done a minyan. Happened in 46, I think, that the British were trying to flesh out various members of the Haganah, I think, and they went from door to door, and there was a lockdown as well then, and they could not go into shuls. Known as in the literature is Shabbos HaShachor, the Black Shabbos, and it happened in Prague and Nidav Yehuda. Happened because of very, very bad rains. So it's happened that shuls did not meet on Shabbos. Shavuos Yaakov has a situation where a shul had a situation where the minyan was precarious. So there, every so often they would just not have 10 people. So there are more rites in Bitlu b'Shabbos Achas Kriyas HaParshas B'Tzibur l'Shabbos Habo Korin Oso Parsha im Parsha HaShayachol Oso Shvua Oso Shabbos. One makes up for the Shabbos, and one conjoins the Parsha that's missed with the upcoming Shabbos. Aruch HaShulchan writes in its parallel entry, quotes the Ramon, Bilu Shabbos Achas, quotes the Zeruah Bu'adein, and this is the same thing. If for some reason we had to leave the laning in the middle, still one would pick up from the upcoming, the next Shabbos from the place one left off. The Yesh Mishomer, there are those who say that what happens if the Shabbos that you come back to shul, Magen Avraham quotes, it's a double sedra. Could have easily happened to us. We could have easily come back. Acharim Bos Kedoshim, Baruch HaKoysai, Tazrim Mitzora. And you'd have to lay in three parshas. Could even be four parshas. So the Magen Avraham says, the Ein Korbin Osam L'Shabbos Havom, Mishum Zloim Batsinu, there's no precedent for laying more than two parshas. Well, the Fiza, who had Dein in B'Shabbos Havom, Yishnei Sidra, similarly, if you end up coming back in a double Sidra. Now, should we be medayik in the Ramah in Bitlu Shabbos Achas, that the Ramah is saying it's a one Shabbos deal, as the Magen Avraham would say? Not clear. Ulefize, if we come back in a double Sidra, we wouldn't make up. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Udevarm Temu Emeim. This doesn't make any sense. Kevan de chovoy lashlim mashaloi karu. Since one has to make up for the missing parshas, so what is the significance? Whether it's three, whether it's four, whatever shabbosis there are, and then he writes the Eliyahu Rabba. In fact, has that din. V'kein yesh mishoimer. There are those who say that if one missed a parsha from the previous Sefer, we missed the end of Sefer Shemos, V'yakov Pekuda Kisisa. So those who say, we don't go back to the previous Sefer, you stick within the Sefer. We don't get back till after B'chuk Koisai. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, there are those who say that we would not read any of Vayikra, also quoted in the Magen Avraham. V'tomua, doesn't make any sense. The otul ikuvu sheyechud mechaber asheni sidras. The Magen Avraham's argument is you can't have two krios from three different svarim. So the Aruch HaShulchan, he says, l'chadchila, yeah, but is that a rule that would preclude the laning? V'ikir nirid v'chol oifen hachiyim la'ashlim b'shabbos haba, v'nirid nirak b'shabbos haba yichon la'ashlim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that has to, that one makes up when everyone's missing. The Aruch HaShulchan says you can't do it during the week. Does it mean you can only do the next Shabbos? It's not clear because the next line is, but you can't do during the week because there's no long Kriyas HaTorah during the week. So we have a machlokes haminhagim as to what would happen. What happens when a shul misses some laning? Aruch HaShulchan is very clear. Just make up whatever is missing. Start from Parshas Kisisa and keep on going. And we have to be a very, very, very long Rishon. That'd be one suggestion. There is others who say that making it up doesn't mean it has to be in one fell swoop. Just have to make it up over time. And the Aruch HaShulchan quotes those who disagree in the Magen Avraham, exactly what's the Ramos Hachra. So it's hard to be clear, although I guess that one is stickler for the language is a bit lu Shabbos Achas, one Shabbos. So the Halacha Lamasa, there are different opinions. I believe Rabbi Shechter wrote that we would not be mechuyev to make up more than one parsha, not from a different sefer. I believe Rabbi Osher Weiss has paskened that we wouldn't be mechuyev to make up any parshas at all because of a combination of various shitas. But let's understand what the issue is, where it comes from. The remote quotes in Or Zerua. The Or Zerua lived in the 1400s. He was nifted very young. He lived, I think, from 14 just to Davka to 1460. So the Or Zerua is a very important one of the Bali Atosos, one of the later Bali Atosos. And the reason why Maybe 1200 to 1260, one of the late Bali Atosfos, and he lived after the book burnings, and as a result, he is the repository of many, many positions of the Bali Atosfos that we lost during the book burnings, and the Or Zerua is also very, very often quoted in the Beis Yosef. The Sefer was not really accessible till the last few decades. So the Or Zerua writes, it happened in a town, maybe it's the town of Cologne. And he writes, the Echad Shekibel B'Shabbos Aroi L'Kroiz Parshas Emor. Halacha L'maisa. It was supposed to be Parshas Emor. V'Ikev Tzvila U'Kriyas HaTorah Kol Hayom. And something happened that they weren't able to daven that Shabbos, Ukishigi Abba, and then next Shabbos would happen. They said, start laying Parshas Emor, Emor, and then Bahar. The Krosa Gambar Sinai, where really Kroos Ba'oyser Shabbos, Mishalola Daleg Parsha Achas Min Torah, and don't skip a Parsha. Why is that? Lefi Kemi Mois Moshe Rabbeinu Nitkan Likros the Torah Parsha Yoseu Lashlima Bokol Shana Vishana. This is a Chiddush. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu established a rule that we have to lay once every 3 days, Shabbos, Monday, Thursday. And we know that there is a takana, probably from Moshe Rabbeinu, to have certain krios at certain times. Certainly, we know that the Dinei Raisa of Parshas Zachar to lain at some interval. Maybe Parshas Par at some interval. And there are other rules of when to lain that we'll discuss in a moment, to lain by Midmar before Shavuos. So there are other different rules of when we have to lain. And we also know that there was a time when people, the minhag that's well documented, that they would lay the entire Torah over 3 years. So that's why this record of the Or Zerua is surprising. But he says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not only mesakein to lay once every 3 days, You know, Ezra gave us a lot of the details of the laning, how many psukim, but Moshe Rabbeinu also established that we should review the entire Torah over the course of the year. So that we should learn the halachas. And there's no such thing as Omar Zamanoi Botel Karbonoi, because there is no takona that we have to lay in Parshas Emor this week. We have to lay in Marbuchu Koisei next week. There's a takona to make sure we lay in Midbar before Shavuos. But Ein Keva B'Parshias. So since Ein Keva B'Parshias, we can say Omar Zamanoi Botel Karbonoi. There is a Keva B'Tfila. You lay, you dab, you're supposed to dab in Shachos at a certain time. So you can say today's Shacharis is gone, but Ein Keva B'Parshas Elo Ki Kei Nizru B'Parshas V'Raya L'Davar. And I'll give you a raya, very interesting raya. We don't usually think this way, but he says when a yomtiv falls out on a Shabbos, we don't say Omer Zemanei Botel Karbonei. We don't say Kamen She Nidches Nidches. Happens frequently. Eretz that the Shabbos is yomtiv sheni. So in Chutz Laaretz we don't lay the parsha of Shabbos. Eretz Yisrael, they're laying the parsha of Shabbos, and then happened last year, so we were lagging behind. So we don't say the Shabbos of this parsha came in nidches nidches. And we don't usually think in those terms. We usually think in terms of this is where Chazal was masakin for Chutz Laaretz. But the Arzurua said that that's our raya, that Ein Keva b'Parshias, that there is a din to complete the Torah. And the first reading of the Arzurua would certainly, the Ramah says this is where he's passing it. Doesn't sound like the Arzurua would limit it to one Shabbos. And we certainly see the psak of the Aruch HaShulchan coming very clearly from this Arzurua. That in the addition to laning once every 3 days, we're supposed to review the entirety of Torah the course of the year. So by the time we get to Simchas Torah, we should have lain the entire Torah B'Tzibur in order to teach the Torah, the halachas of the Torah. Now, the Maharil, the 1300s to the mid to early 1400s, and the Maharil is one of the sources of Minhag Ashkenaz. It's one of the primary sources of Minhag Ashkenaz. Many of you don't go back to the Maharil. Kriya Sefer Torah in his Batla B'Shabbos. He quotes a tshuva, quotes the Or Zerua, the Krol Shtei Sdorim B'Shabbos Habo Avoloi Ra'isi Noyagin Kain Kalal. I never saw such a Minhag. Minir Lini is Daiti. The Ikal Amechesh, why shouldn't there be such a minhag? He says people get mixed up. They'll get confused. Nechnosin v'yaitzin v'yishtana ha-sefer. People come in, shul, and they'll come in, and they'll see that it's after Shavuos and relating Parshas Emor, and they will leave before we finish Emor, before we start. They'll see that relating Parshas Kisisa. He's a very long parsha, especially the first aliyah. And he'll leave and he'll say, all right, we must be holding still in Sefer Shmois. It must have been choni a magl or something. I woke up and we're in a different world over here. Nechnasin v'yaitzin. Chazal in various halachas, they were afraid of nechnasin v'yaitzin. That's why we don't have certain parshas. That's why we have to be careful how many psukim to read at a time. So we have to be careful to always finish up either at a parsha, stum psucha, or close to a parsha, stum psucha, that people shouldn't get the wrong impression that we can lay in short parsha. So the Maharil took that concern of Chazal and said that we should be, if we're nervous about people being an error as to how many psukim you can read, so we should certainly be afraid that a guy will come into shul and think that he's in the wrong safe room. It's sasi isura, and I think it's wrong. That's very interesting. He says because there are simonim. The simonim are monu v'otru. One simon is parshas b'midbar, is this parsha of counting. It's one of the parts of counting. So monu v'otru b'midbar has to be before atzeres. The emphasis is that the teicha has to be before Atzeres, and we want to have a break between the Teichach and the Atzeres. Monu biyotzu, sumu b'tzolu. I think that means Yom Kippur Hazinu. No, that means Tisha B'av and Vaschanan. We have a rule that you have to lay in Vaschanan after Tisha B'av. That creates a Shabbos Chazon, but the Rambam says the real rule is that you have to have Vaschanan on Shabbos Nachamu. Kumu B'tzolu. Kumu B'tiku Nitzavim has to be before Shofar, because you have to finish the Teichacha in the previous year, and you want to have a break between the Teichacha and Rosh Hashanah. Kumu v'tiku, shehu takona derabonon, shebekol shona. So the Maril says these are takonis derabonon to have b'midbar before Atzeres. That is to have vaschanan after Tisha B'av. These are dinim derabonon. Im yitu b'seder ha'parshas osi l'kul kula demayadois. And then he says what's going to happen is if a person comes in and he hears us laning parshas kisisa, he'll say, I still have Purim coming. I still have Pesach coming. He certainly won't think that we're holding by post-Shavuos before Tisha B'av. So because of the Kilkul, Maril says, and I never saw such a minhag, Maril says that we're supposed to lay what we have in a certain Shabbos, and we don't add on anything. So this is a machloikis, what began as a possible machloikis between the Ramah and the Aruch HaShulchan, but probably not, because the Ramah is quoting the Arzuruah. So really what we have is in the Rishonim, there was a machlokes between the Arzuruah and the Maril. Maril came 200 years later. Loi Re'ino, Arzuruah has been around for almost 200 years. I haven't seen anybody practice that. Haven't heard anybody practice that. All right? So, Mistama, it wasn't such a minog, and he explains why there wouldn't be a minog. Two of the late Rishonim then debate exactly how we apply the Or Zeruah, and that's who the Magen Avraham that the Aruch HaShulchan was quoting, the Maariv Mintz, a little bit around the same time as the Maril, Davka Shnei Sidre Sikru Echad, two Sidras, no more than two Sidras at a time. That's what the Magen Avraham was quoting. He says, because we've never found such an event, Loi Motzinu Shum Duchte. So since we've never seen more than two parshas, we don't rock the boat that much. The Leked Yosha was a Talmud of the Maharil, the Talmud of the Tumas Hadeshim. He was living around the same time as the Tumas Hadeshim lived after the Maharil. So the Leked Yosha was a Talmud who collected many of the Hanhogas of the Tumas Hadeshim. He writes that the only time it had happened in the Shul of Neustadt, Machmas Chelgodol Habol Lifnei Yair. It's a very scary story that the soldiers came and they didn't let us open up. That's not the scary part. And then on Monday, there was one of the members of the community was killed. And then on Thursday, Isha Chashuva all of a sudden went into, died in childbirth. So Shabbos, Monday, Thursday, that everybody said such a strange occurrence, bang, 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 on the days of Kriyas HaTorah, the Shabbos Acharkach, Sivis HaKnesses, the Kriyas HaSidra Rishoyna. So they said, let's make sure that we can lain the very first Parsha. The Kohen was called up for the first Parsha. Kevon Shehoyu Andusim, Abolim Leho Imloi, Kora Sidra Machmo Shemivatlim Atomid, Machmo Tzorche HaTzibur. Here, the army came in, forced us to close. But if there was what happened was things got busy, things got tight. We weren't able to, it had to be mevatel the tzibur. The goyim me'inyanam ha'meisim, I don't know what that means. People weren't paying their dues. They weren't enough money around to open up. Maybe it means that we were forced, the police were coming around to force people to pay tax, whatever it was. That you can't fix up. But if there was an onus, then you're allowed to fix it up. Because of my money, that we should not do this. He says that if there was in the shul is kevin shanusim. We should then we can read. But if something happened that we weren't able to read, he said that would be a very strange thing to make that up on the upcoming Shabbos, and we don't do a milsa de timoin. So now, how do we understand this chiddush of the leket yosher, that we would make a difference between the reason for not, for the minyan not happening? And what would be the difference? How would you explain? If the reason of the Aruch HaShulchan, if the reason there is a rule is correct, that's not, that's the reason that we're following, so you have to lay in the entirety of the Torah. So why should we make any distinction as to what was the reason that created the aberration, whether it was an onus? I mean, we are certainly in an onus situation, so we would be responsible to lay based on the leket yosher. But the concern, why should there be any ptur just because it was, he would say it was the bungling of the tzibur. They got too busy with stuff. They Sefer Torah was posel, and they knew about this on Monday, and they just didn't get around to fixing it. They got too busy. So then, that would not be, like the Yosha, that would not be a reason. People, that a small tzibur, 12, 13 people, they couldn't get their act together. Somebody slept late. No, that would be a reason to lay another, to make it up. What when do we say that there's a difference that makeup depends on the reason for missing? What would be the precedent for that? Any suggestions?
Tefillah.
Right? When it comes to tefillah. So if a person messed up and he lost track of his day and didn't get to mincha, then he davened a second ma'ariv. But on the other hand, if a person knew what was happening and he whatever it was a decision to make it. The person was a shoygeg. He thought he made a mistake in the calendar, or he thought he got stuck in traffic, and he thought he'd be able to make it, and he didn't make it. That's a shoygeg. But if a person was amazing, he made a bad decision. So then he cannot, then there's no makeup. Right? Now, when do we have limitations on making on a makeup, on tashlumen?
You can only make up the next tefillah, right? The last tefillah.
When it comes to davening, we don't say a person missed the full day of davening. He was rachmanatan, he was in surgery, he missed three or four tefillahs, whatever. So we don't say, okay, let's start. There are rishonim who advocated that betfilas nadova, but halacha lemaisa no. So that's what leads, that is what might lead us to the next comment of the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon's comment on this Rama is a one-liner, as most Vilna Gaons are. K'moy shekosu b'brochos chav vav tov aloy yispalel. Tov aloy yispalel. So brochos chav vav medbeis. That's the curriculum to learn what feels a shachar in sixth grade. So there, we know from sixth grade that this is the din of tashlum tov. A person made a mistake aloy yispalel. So the Vilna Gaon's one-line comment on this or Zeruah and on this Ramah is that it's Tashlumen. We're making up for the Tefillah. So now, if we're making up for the Tefillah, right, is that exactly the way that we would read the Or Zeruah? Didn't the Or Zeruah say it's Tashlumen? Zeruah's language was, we have a din, a takona, to read kol haTorah kula. So l'chara the Vilna Gaon, it's a very mechudish like Vilna Gaon, because the Rambam tells us he's coming from the Or Zeruah. So if he tells us that, then we know that the Rambam's coming from the perspective of, we got to do kol haTorah kula. So the Vilna Gaon, why does he go to Brachos Dam Chavav? On the other hand, if we want to be sticklers for the language of the Ramah, And the Rambam says that you just make up one Shabbos, not any more Shabbosos, the very first text, Shabbos Achas, then we can understand that the Milnagoin may be arguing that the Rambam may have begun with an Or Zeruah, but the Rambam then parted ways and had following maybe some of the other Chachmei Ashkenaz who put limitations on how much we would make up. Now again, from everything we've seen until now, we'll do a quick chazar over here. Everything we've seen until now, nobody's mentioned Tashlumin. The reason that the Maharil said that we don't go back Bechlal is it'll confuse people. The reason that the Marimintz said that we don't do more than one Parsha is because we haven't seen that kind of thing. On the other hand, the Leket Yosher, he said his distinction, he doesn't really explain why we should make that difference. So now it could be that the Vilna Gaon saying the following, that the Ramah began with the Or Zeruah, that was his impetus, that was the Chiddush, so we don't have to worry about confusing people. That was he might not be limited by one Sefer two Svarim. However, if a Medayek in the Ramah, the Gro would say, but he may be following the din of Tashlumin. The Mishnah Berurah has two nafkaminas, two halachas that would depend on how we understand this din of making up the Kriyas HaTorah. Mishnah Berurah writes, Yesh Armadin Likrit Parshabo Kiyim HaSedra Acharoina Smucha Lazol. The Mishnah Berurah says there is a machlokes, we've seen already, that the Magen Avraham says not more than one parsha if it's a double sidra. Apparently there are others who say not more than one parsha, and maybe that won't be confusing. And we know the Aruch HaShulchan said, make everyone up. And if you look at the Vilna Gaon, it sounds like he holds a din of Tashlumin. Chavetz Chaim in the Be'er Halacha, Mistapek, Imdavke B'Shoigeg Afilu B'Mezen. What happens if it was, whatever reason, B'Shoigeg means they made a mistake. B'Shoigeg means that maybe they couldn't get the Sefer Torah fixed. B'Mezen, I don't know, Mezen means that somebody willfully didn't get the Sefer Torah fixed. I don't know, maybe because the Sefer wanted Davka to get Shishi. They wouldn't give him Shishi, so he didn't fix the Sefer. I don't know. So it was Mezen. There's something's happening with Mezen that maybe there was two people who had the yard site and they were Akshonim and there's only 10 people. And they said, no, I don't get the omen, I'm not coming. So Bemeza they revatal the Sibur. A lot of strange things happen. So Ube Prima Godem Ube Shulchan Atseshitim Kosu de Mistimas Apoiskim Mashma da Filu Bemezid Nami Mashlim. Who mentioned Mezid Shoigeg? It comes up in a Leket Yosher, Mamish at the very end of the Tkufas HaRishayin, and maybe even in Achron. It's really a Rishon because he's recording the Hanhoges of the Tumas Hadeshon, and Mamish is the end of the. Depends on what you hold the Rishonim end, but you hold that the Rishonim go till Shulchan Aruch, till the Torah, so you have a little bit more time, but it's late in the Rishonim. So, but until then, no one ever made this distinction. On the other hand, he says, but the Vilna Gaon, who said it's like davening, it's tashlumin. There, in Rekaimalan, Tovala, Yispalal, Eza, Tvila, Mashlum, I said, Betvila, Smucha, Mashlum, Chayv, Davke, Beshoigeg, Kemayosam, Shein, Tashlumin. So, Ayyatsimi calls there, right? We'd stop over here. So then we have a machlaikas in Svara. We have a din that there is, that one should be Mashlim. Go ahead. We have a din that to be mashlim, all right? Whether one is mashlim and not mashlim, so we have a Maharil said not to be mashlim. We have a Mari Mainz that limits how much to be mashlim. Rav Asher Weiss, in his tshuvas, he says, he puts together Maharil and the Mari Mainz, and we'll see in a moment, Shar Ephraim and Shavus Yaakov. And he says he has three reasons, so therefore he thinks that one should not be mashla. But the way we look at we organize what we've learned so far, so we would say that there's a machlokes in svara. There is an idea of being mashlim. Is the idea of being mashlim tashlum and lagabe tfila, or is the idea of being mashlim takonas meishu rabbeinu to complete the entire parasha, entire sedra? So all the lightning. So the Aruch HaShulchan has Chad v'chalak, says or zeruah takonas meishu rabbeinu, complete the lightning. The tzibur's got to do it. Vilna Gaon apparently said tashlumen. Tashlumen means that it is a makeup. So tashlumen, we have a model for tashlumen. The model is tefillah. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says we should follow the model all the way through, and therefore only be mashlim if it's ba'onus. Okay, we are ba'onus. And only be mashlim a certain amount, not to be mashlim so many parshas. So luchara, that would be the machlokes. How would you put names on the machlokes? Well, we could say the Aruch HaShulchan Vilna Gaon. That's very, very good pedigree. Don't have to get better than that. We could go back to the Or Zeruah and maybe the Vilna Gaon Pshat in the Ramah. We could say machlokes Or Zeruah on one end and the Leket Yosha. Okay, but Kacha, this Lechara is how we should organize the material. Then we come across a fascinating Shar Ephraim. Who was the Shar Ephraim? The Shar Ephraim is one of the, we know the Shar Ephraim from being the Mechaber of the Mate Ephraim. The Mate Ephraim is one of the authorities on Chodesh Tishrei. Many of our Hanhogas come from Chodesh Tishrei, from the Mate Ephraim. So the Shar of Zalman Margolius lived in the time of the Ktsois. And apparently, one of the Goine Hador of the Ktsois. It's hard to be a Goine in the time of the Ktsois in the Sivas. So he was apparently in that stratosphere. And the Share Ephraim writes in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah. He writes, what happens if there was no minyan bechlau? If there was a minyan and they didn't lane, you got to be mashlim. If there was no minyan bechlal, then you don't have to be mashlim. He explains in his footnotes. If there was a chiyuv to lane, but something came up and they weren't able to lane, so then you're chayiv. But if there was never a chiyuv to lane to begin with, so then you're not chayv to lane. The tzibur didn't get together, right? So there are also discussions how to apply the Shire Ephraim. Does it mean my shul didn't get together? No shul in town got together, and no shul in town, but there was some side minyan got together, some base minyan got together. They got together at the kotel. A lot of different ways of applying the Shire Ephraim. Legal minyanim, illegal minyanim, but we would certainly be candidates for the Shire Ephraim. The Shire Ephraim says, if you got together and you're sitting there, there's a chiyuv to lane, so then you missed laning. But if there was no chiyuv to lane to begin with, so the Chayra and the Shire Ephraim is totally inconsistent with the Or Zeruah and the Aruch HaShulchan. But the Shire Ephraim may be along the lines that we're going. That if a person isn't, Rahman Latan, a person is an onay, he's not chayuv to daven bechlal. He doesn't make up any tefillas. He wasn't mechuyev in davening. You have to be chayev to do something to be mashlim. But if you're not chayev, right, the person becomes bar mitzvah. He doesn't daven tashlumen. He wasn't chayev. Pesach Sheni coming up. Taka tonight is the yahrzeit of Chaim Feigenbaum. So let's dedicate our learning Lili Nishmas Chaim Yisachar Ben Yechiel Zedel Dov. Usually we'd have, in normal times we'd have a much bigger tzibur learning Lila Nishmasai, but this is an opportunity to learn Lila Nishmasai. person who was I had a very close relationship with him, even though he was a very, very he developed into be a big, big maimon, and he lived his life with a certain simchas achayim. But he had a certain genuineness to him, a genuineness which allowed him to be even irreverent at sometimes. And that's, I think, why we became close with each other. He's a very honest person and was able to look at life in a simchatic way. So, and Neshama Shalem Aliyah and all of his tefillas on behalf of his mishpachas, we mekubalos. So if we look at the, so Pesach Sheni upcoming this Friday, is Tashlumin, but you have to be chayiv to bring a korban Pesach to be chayiv in Pesach Sheni. If you're not chayiv in a korban Pesach, there's no din of Tashlumin.
So isn't that a good model?
Isn't that a good model? Yeah. Okay.
That was a reward for Klal Yisrael saying we didn't have a chance to take Pesach Rishon.
Yeah.
We want to make up for it. So Hashem gave them Pesach Sheni. That's a good model. We weren't able to make a mitzvah. So here we're saying the same thing. We weren't able to have Kriya Satorah.
Right. So when you say it's a good model, so it means that there's a Deiraisadika template, so to speak. But then we get stuck because in the Deiraisadika template, Kadosh Baruch Hu told us what to do and said, bring almost a Korban Pesach. So, and it's very, very specific on a very specific day. So the model could take us down both roads, right? You could say, make it up, Korban Pesach, or you could say, no, on one particular, you can't make it up whenever you want. You become Tor, you have to wait till Pesach Sheni. So the concept of having a Tashlumen, that's correct. It comes, you can find that they rise it, they get in. And the concept of Chazal establishing a Tashlumen also could follow that model because they say you could make it up. If you're a mechuyev and you make it up in this possible, and you'll make it up when you're davening anyways, that's correct. But in terms of working with that model in our situation, so that would be hard to apply because there's no hayra as to what to do. By tefillah there's a hayra, and even if you say that tefillah is the hayra for all forms of tashlumin, okay, then echanami, that can be what the Gra's saying. That could be what the Gra saying.
But Rabbi, the Gra uses an individual concept of Tashlumin for Tefillah to compare it to a Sibor concept of laning in a Kehillah. So how can you compare Yechidus and Tashlumin for Yechidus comes from the Karbanos. If you missed it, you could bring your own carbon, but it wasn't for the carbon Sibor, it was a carbon Yachid. So why you compare Yachid to Sibor?
So that's, the question is a good question. And l'chaira, if you or I was suggesting this as the template, so then we would say it's a flawed template. But once the Gra puts it down, so the Gra would be saying that the ha'ara is a good ha'ara, but I don't know if it is a distinction. But I don't know if this distinction should entirely unravel. It is a distinction, Yachid Sibur, but I don't know if it should unravel the comparison that he's making. However, there is a huge however, and that's the Rav. When Rabbi Soloveitchik gave shiurim in this sugya, so the Rav was perturbed with whether this is really Pshat in the Vilna Gaon. The Rav was, is it really? It's not, what the Rav is saying is not that much different than what Eric was saying. It's just that the Rav zeroed in on one Nakuda. And that is that the idea of Tashlumin is found in the context of davening. And the Gemara even refers to the idea that we can be mashlim because we're turning to Rabbeinu Shlolem. So we missed our chance to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. So now we are, you can still daven. In other words, when it comes to davening, there aren't that You can always turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You can always daven. So now the detail is, will I use this opportunity to daven and pick up on something which I missed before? But the Gemara does say it has to do with davening, and that would support the idea that it's connected to a korban, and even support the idea that we learn this from, or that we can follow the template of Pesach Sheni. We want to celebrate our relation with the Ribbono Shel. When it comes to Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah, is learning. So the concept of being mashlim, the language of the, this may not be the language of the Rav, maybe he's Talmidim. He says, so when the Vilna Gaon, the Rav said, Eric's Kash, it's apples and oranges. He said it a little bit sharper because he said that the turning to Kadosh Baruch Hu came into Tzoli, that's part of the basis of the, that's part of the reasoning behind why there is Tashlumin. That's part of the reason why we can say, because you can always turn, you can always daven. So I'll daven a little bit more now. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, that's learning. So is it correct to say that there is a concept of making up for one's learning? He's so mishutav. So the Rav thought that the Vilna Gaon was not saying that Kriyas HaTorah should follow the idea of Tashlumin. And the Achronim say that when it comes to Tashlumin by davening, we always daven the first the tefillah at hand, and then we are moist of another tefillah. But we don't have a situation where we would make up Mariv before we daven Shacharis. So the Rav thought that the Vilna Gaon should not be taken literally. That he didn't mean mamish like davening. He thought, it says, yisoid mishutaf l'mitzvahs. He says, it's for kert. He says, what the Vilna Gaon was pointing out is that these are two mitzvahs which are structured in such a way that it makes sense to try to make it up. In other words, when it comes to Lulav and Esrig, so it doesn't make any sense to Lulav and Esrig to bring it after Sukkot. And when it comes to a mitzvah of tefillin, so I missed my mitzvah today. So I missed it. But when it comes to davening, since it's my presentation to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, so it makes us have a second chance. I have and I missed an appointment. I have a makeup appointment. If I missed a certain presentation, make it up at a different time. When it comes to learning, so I can always, if I missed one opportunity to learn, why shouldn't I be able to make it up? So the Rav thought that the Vilna Gaon should not be taken as that tefillah is a template and a model. If that's the case, so then the Gra is entirely consistent with the Ramah and the Or Zeruah. Because what the Vilna Gaon is pointing out is that the idea of being mashlim an entire year of learning, that makes sense. Just like the idea of being able to turn to Kadosh Baruch Hu again makes sense. Missing an appointment, make it up. Miss the shir, I'll catch the recording. So I'll make up. I missed the shir, all right. So I'll catch it next time we have the shir. So when it comes to learning and davening, they're not boxed in to a regiment, and therefore it would make sense that they can be Muslim. That's the case. So then we have, then the Aruch HaShulchan is really not contested by the Vilna Gaon. Then we do have a much clearer Mahalach Hamsak with the Ramah, the Or Zeruah, and the Vilna Gaon supporting the Zeruah and the Vilna Gaon, according to the reading of the Rav, would not limit the, would not have any limitations on the makeup. So that's what would lead one to say that we should follow the Aruch HaShulchan. Halacha lamasa, we would say that since when we get back, it'll be very, very difficult to complete all the parshas. And the Maril said that we haven't seen such a minhag to make such a completion. And the Yais that the Golem that we normally consult were saying that Mitzad Adin, we do not have to make up all the parshas. So we will follow the mahalach of our teachers, of our Rashi Yeshiva, and we won't make up all of the parshas. Nevertheless, we'll have a black book tradition, a black book option, Yirtz Hashem. And those who want to follow the teaching of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Yor Zeruah and the Rav's Mahalach and the Gra, so Yirtz Hashem will have an option to be Mashlim. And Yirtz Hashem will figure out exactly how we do the options. I'm not sure. We'll have to think it up very carefully. Unfortunately, I think we'll have time to figure it out. When we'll do it, it'll also give us opportunities to celebrate the various bar mitzvah boys that we want to celebrate. So Yirtz Hashem will have a two-track system. And we'll come back and daven, and we'll follow the Hira of Rav Shechter. And Rav Shechter did not say one can't. Rav Shechter did say that it's a good idea to follow the Aruch HaShulchan. So as a tzibur, we'll follow Rav Shechter's Hira. And then we'll figure out an opportunity to be mashlim. And the thinking is that it's not really Teshlumen. The thinking is that we follow Rav Shechter's Hira, number one, because we follow Rav Shechter's Hira. That's number one. And number two is that seems to be the more common approach based on the Marimins and the Maril and Tichot Tzibura. And on the other hand, the idea of being Mashal and Moshe Rabbeinu's Takana, according to Eruah, so that will be the way that we can avail ourselves of the teaching of Eruah that there was a Takana Moshe Rabbeinu to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo B'Tzibur, and the Bezer Hashem, already thinking that the Mitzvah Hashem will be able to. By learning it, Kadosh Baruch Hu will see our learning as a form of davening, and that we're yearning to get back to the Beis HaKnesses and to be able to be mekayim all of the heroes we spoke about. Whether it's 1 week, 2 weeks, no weeks, we're looking forward to mekayim every hero possible, and Bezer Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu will hear our davening, mekabel it, and bring us back again. Thank you so much for coming to learn together tonight and discussing this sugya. I think Rav Cohn is up now, so I don't want to encroach more on his time.